Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another hour of Tribal Wisdom by Bridal Tribe. I am your host, Cynthia Williamston, and happy Wedding Wednesday to you. Always great to be on a Wedding Wednesday, chatting up different topics and different things. It is a beautiful night in New York, still a little brisk, but beautiful out. And because it's brisk, I have my pink fuzzy socks on, ready for some wedding chat, some girl chat. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. And we're going to have a lot of fun all month, actually. But we'll talk about that in a second. I want to tell you guys a few things that are going on with some of our fellow Facebook friends and Twitter friends. Tanji Star 5 Braids, she's having her first annual Braid Fest at 5010 Old National Highway in College Park, Georgia, at Wyndham Garden. This is going down on April 21st, 2013, and Tanji's Braids is the event coordinator and the owner. I suppose that this is going to happen at her shop. So if you are in the College Park area of Georgia and you feel like seeing some good hairstyles and some good hair competition, if that's what you're into, please go to her show, April 21st, 2013, Wyndham Garden, the first annual Braid Fest. And I guess it's a competition, but she's just calling it a Braid Fest. Also, for my Chicago Tribers, Natural Hair Bride Couture and Fashion Show. They are wrapping up the next 48 hours for early bird tickets. If you type in the code Early Luxury 2013 by, I think, now and Friday, April 5th, you will get a discount. I'm not sure how much the discount is. You can go over to Natural Hair Bride on Facebook and query for yourself. You will get a quick answer. So head on over there. I do believe that Grammy nominee artist Dwele is supposed to be one of the special guests. You don't want to miss out on that. That's Friday, May 24th, 2013, by the Natural Hair Bride. Excellent, excellent, excellent show, I'm sure. And if you go, please call us and let us know what it's like, or just send us a message, send us some photos, let us know what's going on. As for tonight, we are actually in the month of April. This starts a whole new subject. This whole month is going to be wedding chat, starting with ideas, attitudes, and inspirations about weddings. Tonight, we're going to be talking about stationery, invitations. We have a special guest, Candace Dora of Adorable Design. She's also out of Chicago. Next week, we're going to have a couple of guests where we're going to be discussing attitudes about prenuptials. You do not want to miss that show. We're going to have people from both sides of of the opinions, I suppose, on whether or not you believe in prenuptials, you want to have a prenuptial, is a prenuptial something that's really for you? And we're going to also be dispelling some myths about what prenuptials are all about for those who may or may not know. So stay tuned next week for that, next Wedding Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. But tonight, again, I'm happy to introduce my guest, Candace Dora of Adorable Designs. We are going to be talking about invitations and stationery for all of you who are newly engaged, getting married, still in the middle of planning your wedding, and you might have some questions. You might need some inspiration. That's what we're going to be doing right now. So I'm not going to even hold her up. We're going to bring her right in. Hey, Candace.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm ready for some girlfriend chat now.
Let's do it.
Yes. Why don't you go ahead and I just introduced you as Candace Dora of Adorable Designs. But why don't you go ahead and tell us who you are, what you do, where you do it.
Well, hello again, everybody. Of course, I am Candace Dora, and I'm the owner and master creative designer for Adorable Designs by Candace. All of my creativity originates outside of Chicagoland area. I'm located in Chicago suburbs. My wedding stationery services range from save the dates all the way to your thank you cards. So everything all in the middle, programs, invitations, escort cards, I handle all things paper for your wedding and special events.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you've been doing this for how long?
for about 3 years now, a little more than 3 years.
Nice. Now, part of what we decided to discuss tonight was kind of setting the tone of your wedding. For those of you who, you know, the proposal happened, you're ready to go ahead and have your wedding. I'm not sure you've even decided which type of wedding that you're having. We did discuss very briefly that there's the formal, informal, semi-formal, I think we said military, garden wedding, the at-home wedding. There are a number of different weddings that you could have, and you want to make sure that you're choosing the right stationery for yourself, as well as possibly infusing a couple of these types of weddings together. Nobody said that you can't have a semi-formal wedding with informal invitations if that's your style. You can integrate your own touch. So talk about how it is that you can use wedding design, stationery design, to set the tone for your wedding.
Well, in using stationery design to set your tone, what you want to do is you want to get your guest excited about your special day. We know weddings are big, and it's a traditional thing that occurs every day, especially on the weekends.
Yes.
And what you want to do is allow your guests to know what to expect. And when you're sending out your invitation, if you send them a dollar invitation, it's almost, that's the way they treat the wedding, as if it's a dollar wedding. And it's sad to say that, but when they come, they don't expect much. But when you're like, okay, this is a formal event, I want you in tuxedos, ball gowns, you express that through your invite. Mm-hmm. And it's more than just the wording. It could be the rhinestones, the ribbon, the different embellishments that you include on your invitation. It could be pocket folded. It could even come in a gift package wrapping, which mm-hmm. is very, very nice. I call it the Lou, you know, the luxe invitation. But mm-hmm. You want to allow your guests to know what to expect when they come.
Nice. Now, you just mentioned, like, the different invitations. If we're talking about a formal wedding, black tie, bling it all, the champagne deluxe wedding, is there a type of invitation that you have made up? Because I know some people can just send one piece of paper with, I guess it's the return, the RSVP. But you said something about tucking, folding, you know.
Yeah, the black tie would definitely include extra inserts, and it's almost like giving your guest a blueprint of what's going to happen on the day or the evening of your wedding. Mm-hmm. So you do have the invitation itself, the RSVP card, maybe accommodations for your out-of-town guests. If you have events going on throughout the weekend, you may want to include that insert, but then also the bling and the ribbon. You would definitely not get your invitation from Vistaprint for a black tie wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not what you do. Now, if it's a more budget-friendly wedding and you're like, well, we're in love, we just want to get married, we're not trying to spend all of our cash and everything, then Vistaprint would be the way that you go. And that mm-hmm. would let your guests know what to expect. You know, but you don't. In the same token, you don't want to spend all of your budget on invitations. Like that's not something that I would suggest, because then you're setting your guest up for something that's so spectacular and grand, but then they're coming in to fried chicken on a paper plate and cups, and not just glasses, just like paper cups for a barbecue. You wouldn't do that. It's just like setting yourself up.
Right. Well, what would you say is, you know, I don't know if you can tell us what is like the average percentage of your budget that's spent on wedding invitation?
I would say about between 10-15%.
Mm-hmm.
And that is more than just the invitation. I would say everything that you're going to do. You know, if you have a $10,000 wedding, then $1,000 for your invites would be invites and your programs. It would be doable. You know, you wouldn't go with $2,500, $3,000 for invites. That's me personally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, you know, $1,000 is good and for your budget. So 10% would be perfect.
All right. You just brought a new element in, which is that the $1,000 would take over the whole package. So what would we typically find in the package? You said invites, programs, menu. What else?
Your invites, programs, menus, your escort cards. Now, you have to also remember how many people you're inviting. That's what you need to know up front. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're inviting 200 people, then $1,000 may not go far for you.
Correct.
And
correct.
You may end up at Vista Prince, you know, looking for invites. But if you're looking at 100 people, then your program, your menu cards, even your thank you, your guest favor tags,
mm-hmm.
your thank you cards for coming to the wedding,
okay.
Even the little things like if you want to have a wishing tree and you want to hang like the little notes and stuff on there from your guests, you know, mm-hmm. want to send you best wishes, maybe your sentiments, your cards that you want to give your mom, your dad, and the people in your bridal party. So it will include all your stationery.
So wait, so like cards to the bridal party are things that are included within the stationery budget?
Yes, you can include it. You can include it, yeah.
Okay, so invites, programs, menu, escort cards.
Uh-huh.
Thank you cards, sentiment cards, and what else?
Did we say programs?
Yes, I've got
and the, I had one bride last year. They had a like wishing tree mm-hmm. instead of the wishing well, and
right.
they had everybody just write their well wishes on the tags, and they were all blinged up, and they were on this real pretty branch tree that her coordinator had made,
mm-hmm.
And that's something that she included in her budget.
Nice,
you know. So instead of getting maybe a $6 or $7 invitation suite, you may want to scale it down a little bit to get other paper goods that you would like to have.
Okay.
And
now,
you don't always have to get them all. Don't always think that there's a checklist. Like I have to have this, I have to have that. You may not want menu cards. You know, you may say, well, we don't need table numbers. We just want people to just go sit down and find a seat. You know, so it would depend on what you want. It's your
right.
day. Decide what items you want.
I was going to ask you that if menu cards is something that's just necessary to have. And you're going to have to explain to me the escort card because I always hear about this, but I never really know what it's for. What is each element really for? What is the purpose?
Okay, the escort card is to let you know what table you're going to be sitting at. And normally that is right outside of the reception hall venue area, and it's on a table, or some people they do boards, and it just lets you know it's a directory. You're at table one, you're at table two. But then when you get to table two, there could be another card with your name on it. That's your place card, and that tells you exactly which seat you should be sitting in.
Okay.
So if you have that picky bride, that bossy bride that's like, I don't want Uncle Sam sitting at the same table, or Aunt Sarah, they have place cards, and they know exactly where they're going to sit.
Okay, so escort card and place card work hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
But
and you don't necessarily need both.
Okay.
But you do need the escort card if you're going to have table numbers and you want people to sit at a certain space.
Okay, and the menu card plays into these two cards how?
The menu card you can include with your stationery if you want your guests to know what they will be eating for the evening.
Oh, so we can check off chicken or fish.
I'm sorry?
So is that the card where we check off chicken or fish? We decide what we'll eat?
No, well, normally you decide what you're going to eat when you send back your RSVP.
Okay.
You will have that little option on your RSVP, whether it be chicken, fish, or beef.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to the table, a way to differentiate between the people, you can have your menu cards to be different colors or have
gotcha.
Like a different design on it so that the servers know, okay, this person is going to eat beef.
Got you.
Okay.
Got you.
Now, if you have some weddings, they have more than just, you know, three courses. You know, they go with the salads, the soup, and all that. So the menu card would just outline what they're going to, what they should expect to be eating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you
okay.
don't have to have it.
That's good to know because I'm sure that helps with the budget.
It helps with the budget, right. You don't
I'm
have
sure.
to have it.
Yeah, I would just tell my guests, look, you checked what you were going to get, you know.
You remember what you said. That's
exactly.
what they're going to bring.
And
your place cards will also help with that as well if you have people who are vegetarians or people who want, like, a lighter sodium meal. You can also put, like, a little something on there that will separate the people who get certain meals as well.
Nice. Okay. So the thank you cards, is this something, who takes care of this? You create the thank you cards and you also send them out, or you just create them for the bride and groom to be able to sign and mail out to their guests?
Well, normally I design the cards and deliver them to the bride and groom, and they mail them out themselves. If they choose to sign off on it or write them out individually, they have that option. Normally, for my clientele, they do not handwrite out their thank you cards.
So,
you know, we come up with something that's sweet that covers all their guests, and they send that out. However, if you want something that's more formal, you would get thank you cards that are blank on the inside, and you write out your own thank yous.
And with these thank you cards, they come with the envelope with the name and address of who you're sending it to? Or is that something that the bride and groom provide to you, or they do that as well?
They would provide me with the addresses if they choose the addressing option. I do offer addressing services, but some brides, they like to use calligraphy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do calligraphy. I do have colleagues that do offer that service, so we can ship them to my colleagues, or they could do it themselves. So it is an option. I just do custom address labeling.
Okay, see, that's good to know, because the individuals that I know who married, I know that by the time they come back from their honeymoon, and
they don't
have
time for that.
They don't have
time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Or they're just really, really tired, you know, and and then they feel
bad. And before you know it, it's a few months, and they're like, I still haven't sent out my thank you card.
Exactly.
You know?
And they feel bad and everything, so I'm like, to have that kind of service where if they provide you with the names and addresses and you have everything just set up and all they have to do is kind of sign a card.
Yep.
That's excellent. Now, do you put postage on it as well?
If they pay for it, sure.
Exactly. I want to know, because it's good for brides to know what their options are.
Yeah.
If they know that, yes, they will put the address label on it, they will put the postage on it, and they will give
me one. And mail them out for you as well, yeah.
Yes, give me one lump sum to have this all done, because I just can't.
Right, right. And that's okay, as long as, you know, it's upfront, Candace, I don't have time for this. Can you take care of it? And I'm like, sure, we can work this in your budget and go from there. You always have options.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something even that I have never done, if they say, well, could you do this for me? You know, if I can do it, I will.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten into any outrageous requests yet, so there's nothing that I can say I won't do.
Okay.
Outside of personally taking invitations to Texas or something.
that's going to be a drive, and it costs a little extra. The program. Now, are most programs standard, basic, or is it something that you do have to sit down and kind of put together with the family? Because most of the programs that I've seen, it has a basic format, you know,
mm-hmm.
starts here, the singer gets up, you know, we receive the bride and so on. Are most programs a standard format?
I would say yes.
So that makes
I would say yes. The only time you would sit down and, like, have to get the real details is if you're going to list who is doing what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a certain person's going to sing this song, and, you know, my aunt's going to get up and give the prayer. But if it's just a simple, you know, processional, and all, you know, all the other details, then, I mean, it's simple.
Okay.
But do you have to have a program? Most people do, yes, because the program is also like your playbook for the wedding. It lets
right.
you know who's in the wedding. Like, oh, who's that pretty girl? Oh, that's the groom's niece.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's the bride's daughter. So mm-hmm. it's important to have a program, but if you don't have it, you didn't break rules of weddings. I mean, everyone does what they want to do nowadays.
Okay, well, you said it's standard. So is it standard through different faiths? So if there's a Jewish wedding, if there's a Protestant wedding, and so on, are each of those programs standard as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But when you say standard, do you mean is it something that they must have, or is the order of the program pretty standard?
Is the order of the program standard?
Yes.
Okay. Yay. All right. Now, you mentioned that depending on how much money you're spending or on the wedding, it's about 10% of your budget.
Your budget. Now, some wedding planners out there may say, Candace, you're wrong. That's just me.
Right. And that was my next question. Do you work, is it that, do you get together with the planner to try to help them? Do you get together with the planner and the couple? And what is that working relationship like?
I have, in my experience, I've usually meet the bride first, but I will ask her, do you have a coordinator? Because if you do, especially if I'm going to be doing the day of, you know, stationary, I need to know who he or she is, just because we're going to be communicating for things that the bride and groom would like to have just as much as I will communicate with the bride and groom. As far as them coming to the consultation together, it is not necessary. I have done weddings where I didn't meet the bride and groom until after the initial consultation with the coordinator.
Right.
So there is no right or wrong way for me to meet a bride or for someone to come to me and say, hey, I want you to do my wedding invitations. You know, some people don't have coordinators at all. They hire a day of coordinator, which is something totally different than your traditional coordinator.
Okay, and how do you get a sense of style of the individuals that you're speaking with during the consultation?
I just talk to them. I don't have them fill out any pamphlet or anything. We just sit down and talk. I get to know, you know, I ask, how did he propose or how did she propose, you know, and just general conversation, you know, and you can kind of feel what they're looking for. What's your vision for your stationery? What's your vision for your wedding? You know, sometimes they're like, oh, you sound like you could be a coordinator. Nope, don't do that. I am all paper. That's not my ministry.
Right, okay. Right. I think,
you know, I just sit down and get a feel for them. And after they tell me what they're looking for, I go and I design it, and we go from there.
I think it's sometimes it's pretty amazing because a lot of times, and even I at one time always felt like it happens so quickly in our minds that we don't realize the detail that goes into every portion and part of the wedding planning process.
Yeah.
So on the outside looking in, it seems like it's just like a no-brainer. You go in, you go into the store, you pick this paper, you pick this look, and, you know, and you're up and running. But then when I was listening to my friends, and then I realized I didn't even realize what the escort card was. And, you know, so I always hear it, but I'm like, what do you need this stuff for? Why?
Everything has a purpose.
How did that come to be? Can we talk about that for a second? I'm sure I'm going to have to do some research about how this whole wedding stationery tradition came to be where it needed all of these separate entities.
That's a good question. I'll have to research that myself.
Oh, well, we'll be talking about that again. Fine. We'll make that another show. We'll bring that to light.
You'll bring that to light. You know, what I will say is I think my uncle, when I was getting married, he told me, he says, your wedding is as good as the next one. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? He was like, your wedding will be the bomb until there's another wedding. And then that wedding will be the bomb. And then the next wedding will be the bomb. And he's like, well, you know, I say that to say, you know, you continue to build. So I'm pretty sure someone went to a wedding and saw escort cards and was like, I could top that. We're going to get place cards, you know.
Oh, wow.
I could top this. I could have menu cards. I mean, I don't know, but I can just imagine someone just building and building. Every year there's new trends on how to do things, and we just build, and it's just a snowball effect.
That sounds about right. Stationary envy. We'll call it stationary envy.
That's it. Like, I want that.
All right, so we talked a little bit about what you do with your business in your business. When you are working with someone and you're building a relationship with them by providing stationery for a very important day in their lives, how is it, do they remember what you've done and also come to you for other events that happen? I mean, because life events are, you know, they're yearly. There's somebody's birthday. There's somebody's wedding anniversary. There's somebody's celebration of 50 years together. You know, there's always something, just like a wedding planner. So what are the things when it comes to after contracting you for a wedding, what are some of the things that you can provide for a customer?
Well, in addition to doing wedding stationery, I also do business branding. Mm-hmm. So after you get married, you want to start a business? I'm your girl. You know, I do the logos and the business cards, the marketing for business startups. But I also do invitations for birthday parties, baby showers, retirement parties, anything you can think of that needs an invitation or any sort of paper design, I do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And one thing I don't do, some people always say, Candace, I didn't know you did wedding invitations, or I didn't know you did business branding. I don't walk around with a billboard over my head like, I do this, I do this, I do this, because I never want to confuse my clients with the services that I offer.
Right.
So when I'm someplace and it's supposed to be about wedding stationery, that's what we're going to talk about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to my website, you'll say, oh, well, she does business branding, or, oh, she does T-shirts,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I just try not to confuse anyone. But I've had brides to come back, and they're like, oh, I'm starting my business. Do you do logos? Sure do. When do you want to meet? I'm
right.
actually meeting with the bride Friday about her new business that she's starting, and I did her wedding last year. So it's just something, you know, that I offer.
Now, you mentioned T-shirts. Do you ever get any brides that will ask you to do, like, the bridal and maid of honor and bridesmaid T-shirts for them to wear?
Yes, I've had clients that would request that, and it would be like a couple weeks before the bachelorette party. They're like, Candace, can you give me some ideas of what I can do for my, you know, bridesmaids? We're having our bachelorette party, and I'm just like, how about T-shirts?
Mm.
Oh, well, where can I get that? I do T-shirts.
Exactly. You work it in. You work it in.
So I kind of work it in, and they love it. So I've had requests for T-shirts, not all the time, of course, because that's not something I push. And if they don't know about it, then, you know, they don't ask, which is okay. I can't be everything for everybody, and I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about wedding stationery by season. When it comes to, I mean, because we have the green bride, we have, you know, we talked about, like, the luxury bride and all these different things. When it comes to putting together your stationery by seasons, by color, and by all of these elements, what is that process about? What is that process like?
When creating the, can you repeat that one more time? Sorry.
Creating the wedding stationery and invitations by seasons, by colors, like when you're sitting down and you're doing your consultation, are they matching it up by their wedding colors? Are they matching? Because I know, like, some people do because it's the sorority colors, you know what I mean? Or they have different reasons for picking the stationery colors that may not actually match with the wedding colors. Let's talk about themes, the themes, because I think you did, I saw some stationery on your site where it was like it was like a picnic wedding or something?
Yes, it was a backyard wedding.
Yes, it had like the gingham style. It was so cute.
Yes, the whole barbecue type thing, yeah.
Yes!
Now, that was a wedding that you wouldn't have had rhinestones and ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't that type of wedding, but the twine and the woodsy picnic look was what reflected what the guest was to expect. When choosing color, I would say you can choose whatever you want. It's your day. If you want your bridesmaids to wear bubblegum outfits,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what they have to do if they agree on being a bridesmaid, you know. There's no right or wrong way to choose your color palette. However, you do want colors that complement each other. You just don't want to pull something out the air and say, oh, I'll use this because it just – I just like purple and I like yellow, but it's not the right shades to mix together. You know, you don't do that. I would suggest looking online at different sites or other weddings when choosing your color palette. Or even when you're doing your invitations, whatever colors that you use on your invites is normally the color or the theme to your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't have a red and charcoal color invitation and then have a pink and orange wedding decor, like,
mm-hmm.
it just doesn't go together. You could do it, but it just doesn't match. It doesn't flow, you know. So when choosing your color palette for your invites, you're really that's where you're setting the tone to your wedding with the colors, you know, with your invitations or your save the dates if you choose to send out save the dates.
Right, and those are the elements that it's important to make sure that you're having a nice flow, that there's a nice flow to what you're doing.
Yes, you don't want to, you know, for the picnic wedding that I did, I would not have, you know, like I said, used rhinestones and ribbon. The bride would have looked at me like, that's not what I'm doing. We're going to be in corn stalks. You know, we're going to be in the cornfields taking pictures. This doesn't match, you know. So, you know, it really sets the tone.
Nice. All right. So about the branding and the other parts of your business that you take care of, especially like, I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking award shows. I'm thinking fashion shows, introductions. Can you give us like a rundown of what you're capable of providing for a bride? If I'm the new bride and I sit down and I have no idea where to start, what is it that you can, you know, how do you help guide me into all the things that you can do to make my wedding what I need it to be?
As far as your stationery is concerned?
Yes.
And
T-shirts later and maybe some sneakers.
Right. That's what I'm thinking, like, wait a minute. Are you trying to make me the coordinator? No. That's not my ministry. As far as her stationery is concerned, I think the very first thing I would need to know from the bride is her budget. And some people think that's a little rude, like, how are you going to ask her, you know, what type of money she's spending? Well, that's important because I don't want, you know, to start to create a vision or a dream of something that cannot happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have the money for it, then it's almost like there's no need to discuss. Okay, so once she's like, okay, Candace, this is my budget, this is what I want to do, what do you think I can get? Then I can go into explaining each piece of stationery that she could use for her wedding. So we will start with the save the dates and then the invitations, then the programs for the wedding, the menu cards, the escort cards, place cards, you know, if she chooses, table numbers, and then her thank you cards. And once we get done, you know, some brides are like, wait, I don't have enough for all of that. And then we go, okay, well, the invitation is the most important thing when it comes to your wedding, because you want people to be there, you know, so you need to inform them of where they need to be and, you know, that you will be getting married. So if she says that all she can afford is the invitation and the table numbers and thank you cards, then that's what we go with. But it's important to have an idea of what you're going to spend.
Okay. Well, then let's talk destination brides. We have a destination bride, let's say, who they still have to deal with invitations, but they're inviting everyone to meet them over there, wherever it is that they're going to be. Is that any different from consultations with, you know, with the at-home bride?
No. In my opinion, no. Because they use the same stationery, they're just in a different location. They may not need as many
pieces,
which means as many pieces, meaning like they may be spending $10,000, $15,000 for their wedding, but only 10 people are coming. You know, because it is a destination wedding. So if it's going to be small, they technically have more money per person to spend as far as stationery is concerned.
Okay.
So when I say, well, oh, it's 10%, you know, that you want to use for your stationery, they may not have to use all of it because they only have, you know, 10 people or 10 couples coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it will be a lesser number. So aside from the number of guests, there's really no difference.
Okay. And let's get really modern and talk about technology. Is there such a thing, and this is actually a question somebody sent to me, is there such a thing as having a wedding stationery goddess, you know, create an invitation for them that they actually send out via the web?
Yeah, that is your new tech savvy bride and groom. Yeah,
yes.
You can do that.
Right, because, I mean, anybody
can do
it.
If you can do an e-brite, you can do that.
Exactly. But, I mean, and these individuals, let's say they're looking for something to be, like, very unique, and they don't like the basic patterns and things that they find on Evite, and there's nothing that they really want to upload from their own computer. They don't want to upload a picture that they made. Do they sit down and talk with you and say, hey, can you come up with a design for us that we can turn into an electronic invite, a specialized electronic invite?
Yeah, it's considered e-design.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be created. All it is your invitation digitally.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to print because you're sending it out via email or you're putting it on your wedding website. So we will sit down if they want to include pictures. The consultation will still be the same because the only thing that's changing is instead of mailing your invite, you are sending it out, you know, through the web.
Right, and it's still personalized.
And it can still be personalized.
Nice. Now, I saw on your wedding site that you also provide jumping brooms.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, the jumping broom is something that I started, not the tradition, but designing when I got married. I designed the jumping broom that my husband and I jumped over for our wedding, and I really liked it. And before I designed it, I looked on the internet. I'm just like, I don't see anything out there that's cute. I want something, you know, with the bling on it and the ribbon and, you know, all the florals or whatever. So I just designed it. I loved it. And I said, why not give it and offer it to my clients? So I've had clients, you know, I ask them, are you jumping the broom? Yes. Here's the option for you to have your jumping broom match your color choices, especially when using ribbon. If I'm using ribbon on their invitation, I have the same color ribbon to add and coordinate on their jumping broom.
Right, because, I mean, if I'm jumping a broom, then yeah, it should be blinged out. I'm not going to jump.
I'm thinking about it now. And I love bling.
Exactly. I'm just going through my mind, I'm like, yeah, you know what? My broom would just have to be blinged out for real.
Right. Shades on. Shades on.
Great. So jumping brooms is something that Adorable Designs by Candace supplies. So
yes.
I'd like for us to give like a rundown of some of the things that you do provide, along with the question about invitations or ideas that you also provide for bridal showers. Is that something that you also take care of?
Yes, bridal showers, the bachelorette, the bachelor party, engagement parties, rehearsal dinners. That is not included in the budget for the wedding, though. That is something totally different. Just so no one gets that confused, like, oh, I can get all these things. No, I'm not including all of that in the budget. Those are extra a la carte items.
Right.
But, yeah, thank you cards for attending the engagement party and the bridal shower, all those paper stationery needs, favors, all of that. Mm-hmm.
And when you're giving them ideas about what they can do for the bridal, let's talk about the bridal shower. Let's talk about the engagement party. It's not just an invitation. I mean, what are you creating for a unique bachelorette party or a unique bridal shower?
Well, it's, again, it's the personality of the bride, so bride and groom, because some of the parties are co-ed. But it could be the ring-shaped invitation or an invitation that has the rings on it, like, you know, I'm getting married and it has the bling, or wedding dress embellishments. When it comes to the customization of invitation, whether it be for the wedding or for the shower, you know, you can do pretty much anything. So if a bride's like, I really would like a little wedding dress on the corner of the invite, I can do that. You know, it's not as formal as the invitation.
Right. You know, I feel like you're branding the bridal shower.
You're actually branding your entire wedding, the whole everything included. You know, that's the monogram. Some couples choose that. But when you are planning the bridal shower and, you know, bachelorette party and all of that, the colors don't necessarily have to be the same colors from the wedding. If you want to go with a different color palette, you can, but it's still setting the tone. So, of course, you're not going to spend more money on the engagement party invitation and the bridal shower invite than the actual wedding invitation itself.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Because the wedding is the most important of all the events going on.
Okay, so then like let's wrap it up in a bow and put it all together. Once again, we're talking about going down the line of what you can find when it comes to your wedding invitation. So as you said before, we're starting with the invitation itself, the program, and what else did we say?
Menu cards.
Mm-hmm.
Escort cards.
I'm taking my notes because I'm just like, you know what? I need to just take these notes so I can
place
read them
cards.
Back.
You go, Candace, but you said, don't quote me.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it on the air.
That's okay. So we said the escort cards, place cards, your thank you cards. And I think I forgot to mention a few times the table numbers. That's important, too. You can't have escort cards without a table number because people wouldn't know where to sit, you know.
Yeah,
did I say your favorite tags?
No, we didn't talk about favorite tags.
Yeah, your favorite tags. Of course, for the most part, every wedding has favors. So if you want your favorite tag to go, you know, bring everything in together with your monogram or Mr. and Mrs., that could also match your stationery.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the colors, and if you want bling on the tag, you know, to put on the candy box, that can be included as well. Did you have down the thank you cards?
Yes. We have invites, programs, menu card, escort card, thank you cards. Is this sentiment card?
The sentiment card, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say thank you to your bridal party or, you know, whoever participated in the wedding. I think it's nice to give them their cards the day of your wedding.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know what? Let's talk about where we can find you, because we've given out all this information and we haven't even talked about the website, Twitter, and on Facebook. Everybody, you can find Adorable Designs by Candace on Facebook at what? You have to give me the whole URL.
The whole spiel, the URL.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Facebook. For Facebook, it's facebook.com/ Adorable by Candace. And my name is Candice. On Twitter, I am Adorable Design. On Instagram, I am Adorable Design.
Did I get you on Instagram? Yeah, I gotta find you on Instagram now.
I'm on Instagram. And then my website is www.adorablebycandice.com.
Nice. So that means that you can tweet with her. If I'm finding out, and surprisingly enough, that there are a lot of people who still are not on Facebook.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. But I always let people know that you do not have to be on Facebook to visit my Facebook page. You can't leave me a message, but you can at least see my work and just see what I have going on.
Mm-hmm. And we can also see your work on the website.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
And we can also see your work on the website.
Yes, on the website.
Nice. Very
nice. And
then
on Instagram, you can kind of see my projects as I am doing them for both weddings and for business branding.
Yeah, that I like. I was taking a look at some of the business branding, especially those little bags. I'm like, I want that little bag. Got a cute little design on it. And look at the bow on the side with a little lace.
I can get you a bag.
Yes, I'm going to need a bag. You know what? One of the things I definitely will probably have to sit down and talk to you, with you about, it. I would love to work with you on it. I want to do like the bridesmaid or maid of honor Grammy bag.
Oh, that would be nice.
Swag
bag.
Yeah, but we can set up for, you know, our top maid of honors and our top bridesmaids and, you know, give them these wonderful bags of different gifts inside. I always want to
that
do
would be
like,
nice.
Yeah, I'm over the top. My friends always tell me, you just have to be over the top, right?
Be like, if I wasn't over the top, I wouldn't be being me.
Exactly. I try to explain that to them, and thank God they love me anyway. But we're definitely going to do something like that. We have to collaborate on something.
Yes.
And for the listeners, you need to know that Adorable Designs by Candace is going to be featured in Bridal Tribe magazine this month, our spring issue. I look forward to showing you all of the wonderful things that she shared with us, and then you'll get to see it for yourselves.
Yes, so definitely.
Look for that in a couple of weeks. We will definitely have those in the magazine. I can't wait to share it on Facebook, too. Great. I had a great time, as always. As always, lucky for me, I love doing this.
Yes. I love you. You are awesome. You are awesome.
Candace, I get a kick out of sitting and no one actually has to see me. People don't know whether or not my hair is done or undone.
Right.
You know?
Well, I got my socks off. I need a pedicure.
Okay. I always tell people that as soon as I come on, I have my little pink fuzzy socks. You know, the ones that kind of replace the slippers that got that little thing on the bottom that you can walk around.
Be like, I am comfortable. I don't know about you.
Yes, and I'm hoping that my listeners do the same thing, that when you get home and you know that we're going to do the Tribal Wisdom Show, that you just kind of veg out, you know, on the couch, wherever, relax with your cup of tea. Sometimes it's a cup of tea, sometimes it's a cup of juice, a cup of water, who knows?
Or a glass of wine.
Well, you know what? I haven't tried that one yet, but now that you mention it.
Do that after the show.
Right, because, you know, even I'm not much of a drinker, but if I get a glass of wine, I don't know what I might say
on the air.
You may
get sleepy. I know I get sleepy.
Either I'll get sleepy or I'll say something kind of off the cuff, and then I'll have to get a call from my mom or something, you know.
Girl, you okay?
you did not just say it. I'm like, nope, that wasn't me. You're listening to the wrong show, Mommy. So I want to thank Adorable Designs by Candace for being on the show today. I do hope that everyone was able to get something out of it. If you have any questions, please put them in the event. If you're in the event, you can also email Sweet or visit Adorable Designs by Candace on her website. I'm sure she has a contact, or if you have a question, you can send it to her.
I sure do, yes.
Okay. Yay, I'm sure she has it that way. And wow, this as always, the show goes very fast.
That's what you said. And it did.
Yeah, because, you know, like I like it to make it feel like it's just girlfriends kind of chatting, sitting around, and exchanging some good information. So to our listeners, once again, thank you for listening in tonight. Thank you for the show suggestions. I have to say that I'm meeting people who are sending me ideas for shows to do, and it's great fun to know that they're listening to the show. So I want to thank you, all of you, you know who you are. I want to thank you for letting me know what it is that you want to hear and what it is that you would like to talk about. And that's where all some of these great shows are coming up about. You know, we have June is Father's Day month here at Bridal Tribe, so we're going to have a lot of wonderful discussions about men and their attitudes about family and different subjects, blended families, and so on. So please keep it up. Keep sending me, letting me know what it is that you'd like to talk about. And, you know, visit us as well. We are on Pinterest. That's pinterest.com/bridaltribe. Go to our site if you haven't sent in your name and your email address so that you can keep up with the tribe. Join the tribe today and find out what we're doing and keep up with what we're doing. All right? So we are a company about love, beauty, marriage, wedding, and fun. And we are devoted to love. We love you, and we hope that you enjoyed every moment of it. You have a good night.